Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let me just say the name 3 times. Ethan Kutsaroumbas. All right. Kutsaroumbas. Ethan Kutsaroumbas. That's pretty close. Is with us. We have him on enough time, so we'll have it right before the end of the year. Ethan is a guy with a finely tuned ear to what it takes to win. He's been in big time politics for quite a while. You follow him on Twitter. And I've been waiting until he talked about how did Democrats, one of the legs up in the midterms in Pennsylvania, was the mail-in ballot. He contends that Pennsylvania is not a blue state. I'm going to take a risk, Dan, because I know you think that too, and it's a popular position to say it might be, at least. I'll be a bit of a contrarian on this. Let's go to Ethan here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ethan, welcome back, and great thread on Twitter, great stuff, particularly with Delaware County Republicans. But don't you think part of this is just comforting to people? We don't want to hear that Pennsylvania is a blue state.
Ultimately, Dom, I think people are looking for excuses for why Republicans as a party didn't do well. And it's always easy to say that the problem wasn't our fault. And I got to be honest, Republicans didn't vote. And we got to look in the mirror and understand why Republicans didn't turn out to vote in the 2022 midterm election. A lot of people are pointing fingers at mail-in ballots, saying that mail-in ballots have made it impossible for Republicans to win. And Dama, I just don't think that's true. And I did the legwork to go through all the data to prove it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say this, though. Doesn't it give, unless we come up with what you recommend, and I do too, I agree with you, we know their vote is not necessarily going to show up on election day. And with the mail-in ballots, this is the great equalizer for Democrats. It gives them a new edge that they didn't have before.
The reason it gave them an edge was because mail-in ballots was rolled out during a pandemic. And a lot of Democrats were scared to go vote in person, scared to do anything in person. So it gave them a tremendous opportunity to use a global pandemic to get as many Democrats as possible to enroll to vote by mail. And the reason that's important is because the vote by mail law says that every year the county has to mail you another application to vote by mail again, meaning it's essentially a taxpayer-funded way for the Democrats or any party to get their voters to re-enroll to vote by mail. So if you have a million Democrats that voted by mail this past election, that means that there's a million Democrats who are about to get an application to vote by mail again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we get to the innards of what they did in Delaware County, and the analysis is as good as anything I've seen that Republicans can replicate, just theorize a little bit. What is it about Republicans that they didn't contest in this? Our own Liz Priate-Havey has been saying that for a while. Were they afraid? I'll admit, as I was a little bit early on, you know, we hate Act 77. We hate this stuff. It's open to more shenanigans, et cetera. You're kind of afraid to say we got to endorse this. We have to outdo them on this. Is that what Republicans were thinking, or were they just lazy?
I think Republicans are suspicious of government, generally speaking. And when you roll out a new government program that determines the franchisement of power, I think a lot of people are suspicious. But what I think Republicans have to understand about voting by mail is that today in Pennsylvania, I can go to my polling station, not show any ID, and I can vote. We have no voter ID law in Pennsylvania. But the only way that I can vote by mail in Pennsylvania is if I provide ID. I have to provide my driver's license number or a Social Security number. Otherwise, my mail-in ballot won't count. That process is more secure than the in-person process we have today.
All right. So Delaware County you focused in on. How did you find this nugget? I mean, you're a guy with a great eye, and you looked at some of these competitive state house races there. And as I understand it, that when they were going door-to-door with their volunteers and paid canvassers, they carried with them mail-in ballot applications, right?
No doubt about it. And it is completely legal for anybody in Pennsylvania to carry an application on them and say, hey, Jimmy, why don't you fill out this application to vote by mail? There's nothing wrong with that. We should be encouraging Republicans to vote by mail. But what made Delaware County stand out was something interesting. So Pennsylvania has 67 counties. And what I did was I went through everybody who applied to get a mail-in ballot. I looked at Democrats. Every single day of the year, I looked at how many Democrats in each county applied for a mail-in ballot. And then I looked at when they returned their mail-in ballot. And there was a very consistent pattern across Pennsylvania. It was that two-thirds of Democrats in a county applied to vote by mail in the spring. And the reason is because that's when the county is statutorily obligated to send those people an application to say, do you want to do it again? So essentially, two-thirds of the Democrats that voted by mail, the government taxpayer money did it for them. The Democrats didn't have to lift a finger. Maybe they sent a couple texts. Maybe they did a robocall, whatever. The remaining one-third of Democrats who enrolled to vote by mail, it happens late fall, the last 2 weeks of September, first week of October, because it's the fever pitch of the campaigns. People are paying attention. They're saying, I want to make sure I vote. I'll do this vote by mail thing. So when you look at all of Pennsylvania's 67 counties, 66 of them had this same pattern. Two-thirds of the Democratic applications come in the spring. One-third of the Democratic applications came in the fall, except for one county, one magical county, and that was Delaware County. They had the majority of their vote-by-mail applications from Democrats happen over the summer. And what made it stand out like a sore thumb was that in all the other 67 counties, barely anybody enrolled to vote by mail. So the Delaware County Democrats, they did something. And I'm not alleging that they did anything nefarious, anything wrong. They just used elbow grease and worked a plan all summer to get their voters to enroll to vote by mail. And Republicans need to be doing the same thing.
Do you see any signs of it? One sign to me is I have gotten no one bothering me on social media when I endorse this. Ethan, when you've been on before, et cetera. This is what Republicans have to do. Do Republicans get this? And if not, what's the stumbling block?
I think part of the process is helping people understand how many fail-safes there are in the process to make sure that your ballot is counted. The fact that mail-in balloting is the only place where you have to provide ID in Pennsylvania to vote tells you a little bit that there's a lot of security there. I've tried to think through, how could fraud happen? Fraud can happen in two places. Number one, some guy somehow manages to steal thousands of driver's license numbers, fills out the applications unbeknownst to the voters, and then just completes them himself. Or if there's some type of vast conspiracy within a county courthouse to not count ballots. And if you're a Republican within the listening audience, we have 67 counties in Pennsylvania, 80% of those counties are controlled by Republicans, meaning that Republican appointees are the ones overseeing the election boards. Those counties have no interest in tossing Republican ballots. And on top of that, in our listening area, where a lot of the counties may be run by Democrats, the Democrats likewise have no interest in seeing ballots get tossed because at this point, nearly a majority of their voters are using it. So they're incentivized on both sides to let the votes count. So you've got a secure process that requires some type of ID. And I think that there's enough fail-safes in the bureaucracies to make sure that these votes are counted.
So, Ethan, though, why did Republicans not show up on Election Day? Do you have a sense? If they're just turned off by Oz and Mastriano or something like that, then go to hell. I mean, you know, this to me, it's easy for me to say. I don't have to do what you're doing. But, I mean, the stakes are so high. Give me a break, particularly in the Oz-Fetterman race. That's where I'm centralized. Is it that they get sick, something comes up? I mean, what's the excuse for not showing up on Election Day when that was your plan?
Yeah, I think the difficult thing is that there's no easy answer. So when there's a catastrophic failure, when a bridge collapses, it's not because of one thing that happened. That's why the bridge collapsed. First, this little bolt breaks. Then that bolt causes this thing to break. And then it was a series of factors that I think led to enough Republicans not voting. Number one, I think you hit it on the head. A lot of Republicans had issues with our candidates at the top of the ticket. It is what it is. Nothing you can do after the primary, but it gave pause to some Republicans voting. Another thing is that while abortion never showed up on the top five of any poll that I saw of issues that voters care about, Democrats did a great job explaining why they thought it was on the ballot. And I think it gave enough Republicans pause to say, if I'm voting for a Republican, am I voting for an abortion ban? I think Republicans did a horrible job explaining what abortion meant in Pennsylvania. Today in Pennsylvania, late-term abortions are legal. And we had no effort educating Pennsylvanians that's the case instead.
And let me ask you there, why? What in the world? That's just criminal, almost incompetency on that. I agree with you. Why? Would they not do that?
Dom, I don't know. I know that 80% of Pennsylvanians oppose late-term abortion. And we should have made the election a referendum on late-term abortion. And instead, the Democrats seized the initiative and made it a referendum on should abortion be legal. And half of Republicans in Pennsylvania think some form of abortion should be legal, whether it's rape, incest, life of mother, whatever it might be. We lost the momentum on that issue. A lot of people point their fingers at mail-in ballots. That was not the reason. You know, Republicans need to be doing it. That's not what cost us. I have heard a lot from Republican voters that, you know, I appreciate President Trump. He taught Republicans how to fight. I'm glad he was president. It was one of the best presidencies ever. But I don't know if I got another 4 years of that in me. And if I'm voting Republican, am I bringing him back sooner than I want? And they couldn't bring themselves to vote Democrat, so they just said, I'll stay home. All of these four things can be fixed. I got a fifth reason that scares me. My fifth reason is, are we post-political? Meaning religion, politics is a religion for the left. For conservatives, we've got our own religions. You know, we don't think politics is our religion. My fear is, what if enough conservatives have said, you know what, government is so broken, nothing's ever going to change, I'm out. I'm going to go buy five chickens, I'm going to raise some chickens, I'm going to have a garden, I'm going to homeschool my kids, and I'm opting out of the system and I'm not voting anymore. That scares me. That's the kind of thing that takes a while.
Is that a gut? What evidence do you have of that?
Just things that you hear from friends that, you know, living in places like Doylestown or living in places like Media, places that are ground zero for your traditional suburban neighborhoods. And they're the ones saying, I'm out. I'm homeschooling my kids. I don't trust the public school system. I think gardening's cool. I'm going to go start some raised beds this summer. You know, people, I think the pandemic really scared people. We saw what happened with these long supply chains. We see what scarcity looks like. And people are saying, I don't want to rely on the government for anything anymore.
I hope that last one. Yeah, I wanted to go back to the to ask you, though. Aren't you consulting with campaigns? Would you have known enough? I have to admit, I don't think I would. I would have taken this approach, though, if I were closer to Dr. Oz. And I was fairly close, Ethan. I would have counseled him on a better answer on abortion that I think the two of us could craft so that he wouldn't stumble and say what he said about local politicians being involved. And I would have said on that, if the moderators are not going to go after Fetterman and beat it out of him, you know what? You got to take a risk. You have to exactly what you said. He's the radical in this. Oz had the moderate position in this.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And I just don't think that as a party, we did a good enough job supporting our candidates to position them to be able to fight on an issue like abortion. We left them hanging out to dry because they didn't have the background. We weren't shaping the environment to educate people in Pennsylvania about what the stakes of the election really was about when it came to abortion. Pennsylvanians don't support late-term abortions. And if that is the message we're educating voters on, we're going to win on that.
It has to be done carefully, though, you know, because of the media battlefield. They're going to say you're only saying that because of how radical. When you have a Mastriano there saying no exceptions, Ethan, that kind of poisons the well, too. I mean, doesn't it have to be something going forward? Republicans have to stop a candidate who says no exception to abortion under any circumstance. That can't be a candidate at the top of the ticket.
I agree with you, Don. You know, we've got a guy down in Florida who just beat Mickey Mouse.
Right.
That guy, Ron DeSantis, figured out how to beat the biggest corporate brand, not only in America, but the world. And that guy gave us a roadmap for how to fight back. And we need to be taking our cues from him.
That is so well put. Study it granularly. You're exactly right. Now, where do people follow you on this? And particularly this Delaware County stuff was incredible. You don't have to be a political nerd to follow this. It's the roadmap. Where do they go?
I am on Twitter. It is Athen_K, and that is where you will find me. And on my Twitter feed, I'm talking about politics. I'm talking about CYO basketball. I could use a couple practice tips from you, Dom, before we hang up. The third and fourth grade St. Mike's boys are looking for some practice techniques.
All right, I'll give you one now. It may be kind of dirty pool. I'm a big man-to-man, and you tell your kids at any age level, your man scores, you're responsible. But something else, if you're playing a team that doesn't shoot too well, you just pack in the zone. I mean to even 8 to 10 feet and demand that they shoot the other team. They'll go wild shooting the ball, but in the end, they won't be making a whole lot. You have to get
play the zone against poor shooters.
And you got to get the rebound, though. You're packing it in. You're luring them in. It's like psychology to shoot the ball. It works every time with younger kids.
We've got 3 fourth graders that are over 5 feet, so I think we might be able to pull that off.
Oh, well, that's it right there. Absolutely packing it in. So what's your record so far?
So the season doesn't start until January. We're still in practice. We practice on Tuesday and Wednesday nights.
Oh, all right. I may have to, if you have any footage, I might like to see that. I might have a further tip.
I'll get you some practice, though. I'm going to send it to you. I'll send it to Jay Wright. We'll get this figured out.
All right, Ethan, thank you. Thanks very much.
See you, Dom.
All right. But, Dan, you know, I'm serious. I would be sitting in there with Luke and DJ, and we would come up with a plan.
Well, he didn't know a Pandora's box he just opened.
Yeah, I know.
The second he asked for basketball advice, it's it.
All right, DJ, I've told this story, had some really good kids where he coached at One Stop. Mm-hmm. And the other team had been just they shouldn't have been in this tournament. I mean, they were just mowing down. They were mocking other teams. So the strategy was pack it in. Let them shoot from the outside. All they wanted to do was drive to the basket, fast break, that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. First couple of times, they're flinging the ball up. Everybody's happy. Nothing's going in. Suddenly, the fighting starts. And we're just packing it in so much that the fans for DJ's team are screaming, why are we not playing defense? And I have to go over and caution DJ what the plan is. It worked beautifully because these were like 13, 14-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Psychologically, they were not going to get the rebound. They couldn't drive to the basket, and they can't shoot. There you go.
Shoot. It's like a team full of Ben Simmons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to, you know, if they throw one basket in, you can't get all nuts. They throw, you have to accept that. Psychologically, it's brutal. All right. That's the game plan from today. But right now, big prize today. It's time.
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
The money gone.
All right, today we're playing for another $50 Captain Chuckie's gift card, WeLoveCrabCakes.com. What's the backstory, Dan?
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you a story about a guy by the name of Barry, born today, 1951, a guitar player, went on to play for a band that sold 75 million records worldwide. 17 million were from their self-titled debut album, making them one of the world's best-selling artists. So, Dom, I'm going to play a little soundbite here. I want to know the name of the band today for that $50 Captain Chuckie's gift card. But I have two options. I have a harder one and an easier one. Which one would you want for the clue today?
I think harder.
Harder?
We've been too easy. They're getting it right out of the box, yeah.
All right, this one's kind of nondescript. Let's see if anyone can get this. Here is today's clue.
Yeah! All right, so we want the name of the band, 75 million worldwide, 31 million albums in the United States, 17 million from their self-titled debut album.
Don't give the name of that second album.
I'm not. Okay. We want the name of the band. Okay, let's hear that clue again. All right, 855-839-1210. We want to stump at least one person today, if possible. By the way, if you have a comment on what Ethan said, why did they not make that case? Is that just they thought they had so many other things going? That the other side are the radicals in this. But when you got Mastriano there, is it harder to do? All right, we'll get an answer to this, and we'll get a winner for Captain Chucky's. All that coming up on Talk Radio 1210.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Money Melody. Where has all the
show me the money.
All right, that's exactly right. We gave you the backstory. We're looking for the name of the band playing for a $50 Captain Chucky's gift card today. Let's hear the clue again, Dan. All right, let's go to Marianne in Norwood on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Marianne, good afternoon. What's the name of the band?
It's undeniably Boston.
All right, and that was the harder clue, Dan.
Yeah. Well, the beginning one was just this. I mean,
oh, okay.
Very, yes. Very recognizable at the beginning there.
Nicely played, Marianne. Enjoy Captain Chucky's. I think there's one pretty close to Norwood. I have to look up my map in my mind. Yep, Captain Chucky's. There you go.
Strategy did not work. I was hoping to find something that sounded kind of similar to other bands. Like, I was hoping maybe we'd get, like, a Foreigner answer or...
Yes.
Or Kansas maybe here, but just right to the Boston, Dom, and that was the correct answer today. So congratulations, $50 Captain Chucky's gift card.
WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Find those 18 big locations. We'll have another one tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday this week. Wow. And then the side question each week, the winner... Final winner, Captain Chucky's. That's a lot of crab cakes. Okay, 855-839-1210. You heard Ethan. I thought that was pretty good analysis of what happened here and how it's doable for Republicans in Pennsylvania, critical states, up and down the line. Then there's the Fetterman factor. Still, Fetterman, it's like a card game. Doesn't trump all those things that he went through? God, it should trump everything. Just that duo. Just the look of it, the whole thing. It's almost hard to imagine it wouldn't trump it, but it didn't. All right, now Phil Murphy getting ready. Matt Rooney, our buddy, SaveJersey.com, says this is all about him running for president, potentially. And also, in 23 in Jersey, all those assembly and the Senate seats are up, and Republicans might do pretty well. So Murphy suddenly has launched a long-awaited review of how New Jersey responded to COVID. He says it's the first in the country to have an independent review board. There were more than 35,000 COVID-19 deaths over the last 31 months in Jersey. And I think the nursing home death total, 9,800. And at one point, New Jersey was number one in the nation statewide as far as deaths with 35,093. Now, the Republicans said this is the most important part of the study, the impact on vulnerable residents. Who took the brunt of the lead of those failed policies? I mean, isn't this what all this ultimately comes down to? Sure, the closure of businesses, the suffering there, the closing of schools. But the number one issue, after all this that we still haven't had front and center, was this strategy of putting COVID positive people back in nursing homes. Are we going to get an answer out of that? They also mentioned the Republicans. Then there was New Jersey unable to get people unemployment benefits. The Motor Vehicle Commission. Remember those incredible lines? Vaccine distribution wasn't good. And then the length of time to get schools back in without being masked. All those are part of it. New Jersey was not anywhere near under King Philip, not anywhere near an enlightened policy based on science or anything else. But the number one, the big question from COVID, of course, is, and I think any reasonable person knows the answer, even though it's not provable, is the Wuhan virus, where it came from. But then the second question is, in all these cases, be it Cuomo, be it Rachel Levine, who's still in power, Governor Wolf. These people who made a decision in order, their argument is not to crush hospital space, to put COVID-positive people back in with people that were already vulnerable. How is that, in the end, defensible at all? In any, that's not looking at it with hindsight. I mean, that's what judgment's about. Valerie Arcouche out there in Montgomery County was guilty of this type of stuff. So what is the question? What's the answer to this that you, and again, it's going to take until the end of 2023 to get this report, which is ridiculous. This could be done in a couple of months of analysis.
of if you have access, since Murphy's the one that's launching this, you should have access to Murphy, the public health director. I mean, those are the major players in this. They made decisions about sending those people back into nursing homes. Was that a reasonable decision based upon what we knew then? And the answer is no. I mean, based upon what we know now, it's completely unreasonable. So it's the first one that has the veneer of being bipartisan. I'll give Murphy that. He's gotten ahead of the curve. And it's another sign. It's not just the hair that he's running for president. But I think Biden, the signs are there that Biden is going to run again. They're becoming clearer every day when you watch how he's positioning. I'd be very surprised if he doesn't run. I know it's outrageous. I know it's impossible to believe that. But what better candidate do they have? That's how bad it is. He's at least the president. He's won once. Is America going to vote for Kamala Harris, Mayor Pete, up and down the line? No, no, and no. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get a line. That is the most unforgivable of all the bad decisions that were made. Putting people en masse back into nursing homes, given the information they had at that point, or at least after a week or so of that, they should have had. They should have seen the folly. Rachel Levine was one of the worst. Why did they do it? Well, their mantra was they were excessive. They believe it would just overwhelm the hospital system, so they were going to put people into this situation, even though the evidence early on told them how folly that is. And they also believed they would get away with it, which they have. Democrats have not had a day of reckoning for what they did during the pandemic. Let's take in Pennsylvania. Who's been knocked out of office because of the shutdown of schools? Look at Arkush, shutting down the schools because of Thanksgiving one year for 2 weeks coming back out of Thanksgiving. We brought you to people in Souderton. Their school board remained open, if you remember. Many of these school boards and others, people have just glossed over it somehow or another. And Murphy, I think, thinks this review board is going to say, well, look, these were difficult decisions. It shows that Murphy moved with great speed and scientific fact. That's what he thinks he'll get out of this. But it is another sign he's running for president. You know, I don't think he'll challenge Biden in a primary, but if Biden doesn't run, he's one of the players that will look at challenging. Josh Shapiro's thinking about that. He hasn't even been governor yet, but there's talk of that if Biden doesn't run. All right, 855-839-1210. I don't see Biden, though, in any universe being able to drop Kamala Harris. You know the Democrat Party, racial identity. He can't do it no matter what she does or doesn't do. The incompetency is so obvious. She's going to be on the ticket one way or another. She might be at the top of the ticket. Let's go to Phil. Phil is in Montco on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Phil. Good afternoon.
Tom, love your show. You're great as usual. The analysis of your guest was brilliant, but I have another take on this. I looked at the counties that voted Democratic, and all the suburban, Dauphin, Westmoreland, Luzerne, the preponderance of them is where the Catholics live. I'm a Catholic. No candidate could have won this state as a group if the Catholics wouldn't have voted for him en masse. They voted for Shapiro and Fetterman, and that is how they got elected.
I haven't looked at that, but I'll take your word for that. And if that's the case, we know this is a difficult group now. That comes back to them, Phil, making Republicans should have done a better job of not thinking abortion was going to be an issue. And they have a big counter to it, how radical the other side is. I think they thought, hey, don't bring it up. Let's not bring all that up because it'll be problematic. And then Dr. Oz particularly stepped in it. Mastriano stepped in it by his original statement. But, I mean, could they really vote for a Fetterman on that, a Catholic?
Dom, I'm telling you, the Catholic Church was a force for all these years, and they're not anymore as a demographic
That's true.
Item.
That is true.
And had they, you have to get Catholic votes to win. And the Catholics voted for the Democrats, and if they wouldn't have, the Democrats could not have won. I'm telling you, Dom, if you look at the counties and how they voted and where preponderance of Catholics live, in the rural counties, they're mostly Protestants. They voted Republicans, and it's sickening. But that is what happened to the Catholic Church. 20 years ago, you could never have won that way.
Thank you, Phil. I think there's some evidence of that, without a doubt. Yeah, we see it all the time. And look, you know what I've said about the bishops, cardinals, and all that? They don't want to speak out on this stuff. They don't challenge Biden particularly directly because of the priest scandal, et cetera. They're not going to charge Shapiro on that, even though I think he was excessive in his advertising and what he did around it. He didn't get challenged. Mastriano, Catholics are not going to see a home there with him. And with Dr. Oz, the whole thing around him was what he said during the debate was used against him. I think he didn't seem to know where to go on this. If you're sitting there and you see a guy like this, it's got to be in Oz's mind, Dan. Man, this guy looks really bad. Fetterman, I can't beat up on him here. And the moderators hammered Dr. Oz on abortion, but they never got Fetterman to cough it up. You're saying you're for abortion up until the moment of birth. That's what your public statement stance and all this. That's what it comes down to. He would have answered, I'm saying whatever a woman and her doctor decide. Okay, that means they can do whatever they want. But just get it on the record. So Oz is left out there. They're pounding him on the issue. And Fetterman gets to coast because he couldn't talk during the debate. That's where you got to make a decision, tough decision. Do you go after a guy like that on this and the moderators? Maybe you turn it on the moderators and go after them. Call them out that they're not getting Fetterman to state his position. Tough. Very tough. That would have been the better play, though. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Don't forget the side question today. Coming up, the Biden administration has a cross-dressing official charged with felony theft of women's luggage. Is the media giving you the story on that? Probably not. All right, it's Dom Giordano's show, coming to you with your side question answer. So on Monday, Fox Digital reported that Sam Brinton, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Spent Fuel and Waste, Department of Energy, Nuclear, was charged with stealing women's luggage at an airport before taking a leave of absence without anyone noticing. Mr. Brinton is a cross-dressing and other things that, was seemingly appointed to the post to fill the Biden administration's quest for diversity at any cost, is what some people are suggesting. Reportedly, allegedly stole a $2,325 Vera Bradley suitcase, according to the criminal complaint, from a female at the airport in Minneapolis, St. Paul Airport. All right, the media doesn't think that's a lot of baggage here, to put it mildly, not just suitcases. Okay, Dan went to, on his birthday too, feel free to inundate him on Twitter with that, those that are attacking him because of the pork sandwich nonsense, celebrating tonight 33 big years.
Also getting attacked for splitting the bill with Maisie, Dom.
Rightfully so. So Maisie, it's fine to pay now at this point, pay tonight, but the first dates or any thereof. Oh my God. I just am appalled by that.
Mega Man says WTF, you never split the bill unless you're a crumb.
You
should be kicked in the region if you split the bill.
If they're there, yes, that's what he's pretty much alleging. Yes. But you did a great job today, and we'll have more of it tomorrow, pulling all this Larry Krasner stuff. Larry Krasner was on this progressive podcast, The Intercept, extended interview with the Kras. And it wasn't just about DA. It was an all-out attack, and he says his side is winning. Here's Krasner attacking Mike Pompeo. You know, my advice to Mike Pompeo, Dan, would be to say, a little bit of this was tongue-in-cheek when he attacked Randy Weingarten as the most dangerous person in the world. I get Pompeo's point. Weingarten is of the ilk, and her teachers' union, that I think thinks the United States is a racist country, and also just like the Iranians, and is wanting to teach that in school under the guise of, well, we want to teach the whole truth. Here's what Krasner said about Pompeo.
On the prevention side, this is, I mean, we all know what needs to be done.
Yeah.
As I speak to you, I've been listening to the wisdom of Mike Pompeo, who has explained to us that we don't really need to worry about Vladimir Putin or his nuclear resources. What we need to worry about is Randy Weingartner, who is the head of the National Teachers Union, the AFT, because she is the greatest threat to democracy we have. Are these people psycho? What is wrong with them? How about this idea? We invest in public education. How about that? How about kids in Philly, instead of having half the investment that they have in the suburbs right outside the city? And I am a product of public schools in the suburbs. I was a lucky beneficiary of their spending more money out there because of how poorly we organize these things in the United States. How about you put that money in schools?
All right, there we go again. How much are we putting in, what is it, $3.9 billion, and the numbers of kids that go to Philadelphia public schools there go down every year, and people want to be in charter schools or have school choice, which you oppose.
Are these people psycho?
Yeah. I'd love to see you debate Mike Pompeo. That would be a high-level debate, Larry. Why don't you do it? Or, you know, since Mike Pompeo's doing other things, you can always debate me. By the way, Dan, did he call her Weingarten or Weingartner?
I think it was Weingartner.
Yes, I thought it was like a Dr. Az thing. I thought he was going to get salsa or something there as he was saying that. All right, the lightning round is
she
next.
She loves salsa. Yeah, salsa there.
Here's the lightning round next. 855-839-1210. Hit us with something under $50 you got as a gift or you found yourself that has really made your life better. I like the one on Twitter, Dan, the clothespins holding up goodies for the birds so they don't go stale or something like that. That's pretty good.
That's a good one.
That's a good invention. All right, that's what we're looking for. Jump in. Be a winner today. Your name goes into the hat for Captain Chuckies on Talk Radio 1210.
It's Randy Weingartner.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, that's right. Hit us with that product, that service, that something. We've had marriage license. That was a little outside the box. That really made a difference in your life. Maybe even dramatic, and it was under $50. 855-839-1210. All right, Robert in Ben Salem. Hey, Robert, how have you been? What's the item?
How you doing, Dom? Dan, it's good to talk to you again. Rachel Levine really kills me. She signed her mother out of the nursing home in Pennsylvania the day after or the day before her and Wolf's policy went into effect, and she got away with it.
Not only that, it's, hey, watch it there. It's Admiral Levine to you, the highest-ranking female in U.S. history, as far as we know.
Well, my daughter's a real person in the Navy, and that's insulting to me.
But, I hear you. I hear you. It's one of the biggest insults. And, you know, Robert, Wolf is one of the most underrated, damaging figures we've ever seen.
Absolutely. My contraption that made my life easier was the remote control, because before it came out, I was the remote control. My grandfather on his recliner sent me to change the channel, turn the TV up. I was so glad when that came out. And I don't want to ruin it for you, Dom, but the remote control was actually invented by Mr. Tesla.
All right. See, that's trying to get in there with Dan. There you go. Yeah, the remote control is an all-timer, though. I don't know. That's, like, been out there forever. That might disqualify it a little bit.
You might want to use that remote control after this show. After Zioli, check out these U.S. highlights, man. 1-0.
The U.S. is ahead?
1-0.
All right.
It's not a complete waste of time. It's just
how many minutes
a waste
are we into game? How many minutes are we into the game?
50-0.
You know, soccer so bad. Another pick on them. And
yeah,
soccer aficionados. Why do they put up how much time has elapsed versus how much time is left?
And why not just pause the clock when the ball goes out of bounds or there's a goal, rather than counting up afterwards and letting the refs?
Yeah, making you believe that these guys are better world-class athletes than, say, NBA players running up and down. Dan, I don't see a lot of these guys running that often during a soccer thing. I mean, come on.
Well, there was some kind of a study done that it was miles that soccer players would run on, up and down the field. And it was just far and ahead of any other popular sport.
Most of them seem like they're standing around killing grass there to me. Yeah. All right, let's take one more. Ron in South Jersey on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Ron, what's yours?
This one made us happy at dinner parties. This special cork pops thing that has an air cartridge. You push the needle into the cork. You press the button on top. Boom! The cork flies right out. When we first did it, the first dinner party, we used it. Everybody got excited and got a kick out of it. It's called cork pops.
Cork pops. All right, I like that. Yeah, that's a great invention. You know, every night I have to, you know, I don't drink a bottle of wine once a week. I have to go through that whole process of the corking. I like a nice popping thing.
And he said cork pops, not corn pop, right?
Right,
talking
cork
about
Biden's pops.
Friend down
yeah.
Delaware.
Yeah, cork pops. All right, so give me some of the contenders you think today, Dan.
I'm liking there was a great answer from Bob and Hatboro outside the box saying a marriage license.
Yes.
I thought that was a really good answer. I like Ben in Abington. He called in with adhesive bump dots, saying those that are visually impaired buy something for them that allows them to feel around and find what they need to find. Universal remote control was a decent one. And then you had furniture sliders from John in Eagleville that I thought was a decent answer
as
well.
Yeah, I like Ben of Abington's.
Ben of
Abington? Yep, I thought that was very good. Yep.
Okay.
I really liked that one a lot. Thought it was meaningful. Yep. All right, his name goes into the hat. Tomorrow we have Dom's Money Melody. We also have a little bit more Larry Krasner. This was quite an extensive Krasner Fest here for you. And don't forget, our poll is up, the second one. And I think former police commissioner in Yadin, Chachi, Anthony Paparo, is still leading. This was the second of our local person of the year. It's at Dom Show 1210. Close race with Mayor Pete, Clarice Schillinger. Going on there, you can still vote.
34.6% in favor of Paparo so far.
Yeah, well, that tells you people really pay attention. He's only been on four or five times. And the beef there is you've had, what, four homicides out there in a small town of Yadin or more since he has been out as police commissioner and he was taken out, racial identity. It's a pretty clear thing. A court's going to rule that. And they're going to deserve a big fine, the people that run Yadin. So we'll have more on that. We'll tell you tomorrow who the winner is, and then we'll have the finale for our person of the year. Looks like Steve Keeley has a commanding lead, how people feel about Steve, and I can understand that. But there are worthy contenders like Megan Brock and others. All right, happy birthday to Dan. Continue to wish him well on Twitter. We hear that Maisie is picking up the entire tab tonight.
Oh.
Yes.
Mexican restaurant, I think, Tom.
Oh, boy. That's, okay.
Yeah.
But I'm still appalled at the splitting of the bill on the first date. That is such
Those Polacks really know how to make Mexican food, Tom, I'm telling you. Up there in Port Richmond.
At Port Richmond, the Mexican restaurant there, pierogies, Mexican style.
Yeah, actually, there's a place right behind my house that, they make Mexican pierogies.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We once had a soup like that. All right. See you tomorrow at noon. Richie always next. Follow on Twitter until then. Go USA. We hear ahead of Iran. Richie always 3 until 7 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.